Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Friday, February 24th, 2017. I am Richie Farrell, here are your headlines. Former Sufria MP predicts early elections in Dominica as fragile CBI-dependent economy slows down. Court of Appeal grants order in favor of Grenada Hotel. And Kim Jong-nam killing. VX nerve agent found on his face. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. The details after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
In news this morning, opposition leader Lennox Linton is calling for an enjoyable, peaceful and incident-free 2017 carnival for all Dominicans and visitors. Linton says the carnival season is part of Dominican culture and should be a time to enjoy in the spirit of community and peace.
A wish to the people of Dominica for a peaceful, incident-free carnival. That's our culture, and it is something that we enjoy around this time every year, and something that we should enjoy in the wonderful spirit of community and in the wonderful spirit of peace.
In more news, former Sufria MP Frederick Barron is predicting an early election as he breaks his silence on the many concerns surrounding Dominica's citizenship by investment program. Barron is of the view that Dominica is on the brink of an economic collapse. He described the CBI program, which the DLP government claims is the economic lifeblood of the country, as a threat to the very fabric of society. In an exclusive statement released on Q95 FM radio recently, Barron said the sale of Dominica's passports cannot go on forever, and Dominica is headed down a very slippery slope. Barron, who is now a financial consultant, is predicting early elections as he foresees rough times ahead for Dominica.
We are headed down a slippery slope, and very soon the CBI money will dry up and all those things that depend on CBI will be no more. Our economy has been artificially held up by selling of our patrimony. We boldly sell the family silver for a mess of potash. This cannot go on for much longer. Brace yourselves, my people. Prepare for the rough times ahead. The crash will soon be upon us. Start planting short-term crops. Save as much as you can of the little that you have. Train yourself to survive on less. Dominica's economy is headed for a major crash. It will not be nice. I'm not wishing that it happens, but all the signs are there. We were headed there in 2000, and an election was called 6 months before it was due. I see one being called before it's due again, when the facts hit this lazy excuse for leadership we have in Dominica. The shit is about to hit the fan. They'll want to have a new mandate before the depression starts to bite. They do not want to face a frustrated electorate who would vote them out. Be warned, Dominica.
The public relations officer of the United Workers Party, Nicholas George, feels the Dominica Labour Party's strategy of trying to suppress and provoke the UWP and the DFP is unwise, and hopes that their intent is not to cause disquiet and unwanted events in Dominica. Recently, three executive members of the United Workers Party were arrested. Two of them have been released without any charge. The third was released with a charge of obstruction. George says this harassment by Dominica police through possible directives from the officials of the DLP government is beginning to cause unrest in the society. Nicholas George has more.
Please, I have been a police officer. I have dealt with some of these issues that are arising. My sense of what is unfolding is not a pleasant one. I do not want anything unsavory to fall on our country. I only want peace in our country. But in the search of that peace, I will not relent in calling on the Prime Minister to resign.
Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac is of the view there are people in high office who are afraid of the United Workers Party and are attempting to frame the opposition leader and executive members of the United Workers Party. Isaac says he stands firm in upholding the current principles of the UWP and will not condone the practice of falsifying information and evidence to advance political agendas from any administration.
Anybody who is trying to invent crimes on citizens, especially crime that deals with treason, the people or the person can never be really genuine. And that person is not really your friend. They're looking to hurt you in the worst way. Because treasonous crimes are punishable by death, life sentence. So anybody who is trying to do that is an evil person, especially when they know they're trying to invent something on you. That's all I want to say on that matter.
Meanwhile, Public Relations Officer of the United Workers Party, Nicholas George, says he is disappointed in Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett and the Minister of National Security, Rayburn Blackmore, for failing to address the nation on the citizenships granted under the CBI program and the issuance of diplomatic positions.
Now, here's the other thing. Diplomats are appointed to do work in the name of the people and government of Dominica. And the Prime Minister, the Minister of National Security, the Minister of Foreign Affairs are yet to tell us officially on the Gazette or any other media who these diplomats are. And every time we hear about a diplomat is when that person is associated with some kind of nefarious activity in the international community. That cannot be the way our country should be governed. And it is for these reasons. You cannot be appointing diplomats. You are appointing foreign nationals to hold diplomatic positions. And the people of Dominica don't know who those people are. It is his government that has issued these passports to these nefarious characters. And because he is the leader and the others by association, because when the event happened on the 7th, all cabinet ministers were heard on the public domain. All. We are asking for peace in our country. We are asking for sober head to think soberly. We are asking the civil society leaders in Dominica to stand up, investigate what is happening, and to advise the Prime Minister and the Chief of Police, please allow Dominica a modicum of peace.
In more news, a recent Dominica State Prison Inmate Rehabilitation Football Competition has been hailed a complete success by the organizers. The competition was held by the Dominica State Prison in collaboration with the Law Chambers of Northern Lambert, Joshua Francis, Big Edge Financial, the Dominica Football Association, DFA, and some business places in Roseau. Member of the organizing committee, Alvin August, who is also a staff member of the Dominica State Prison, said the initiative was an effort to assist inmates in the rehabilitating process. We are happy with the way it turned out, the fun, the camaraderie expressed, and the skills and discipline shown by the inmates. General Secretary of the DFA, Erickson De Gallery, hailed the 5 weeks of football as a very good effort and promised that the DFA will be partnering with the Dominica State Prison in its efforts to rehabilitate the inmates. He added, "We are looking to work with the Dominica State Prison next year to make this even bigger and better." Attorneys Tiani Bihansen, Wayne Nord, and Joshua Francis were at the forefront of the event, going to the prison every week for the games and interacting with the inmates. The competition was won on penalty kicks 2-1 by the inmates of the privileged cells, who defeated remands in a 1 hour plus 10 minutes extra time spirited game. Awards given as follows, or awards was given as follows. Most Improved Player, Brian Francis, received $100 on his account at the prison canteen and a pair of shoes plus other gifts. Other players who received prizes were Kish Elize, Braveheart Player, he received $100. Lester Charles, Most Disciplined Player, received $100. Wilson Wade, Most Valuable Player, received $200 and a watch. The winning team, Privilege, got a cake made by staff of the prison and $700 to be shared among themselves at the prison canteen. In more news, Deputy Chairperson of the Carnival Road Committee, Charlene White Christian, has stated that there will be no injunctions filed against the winner of the 2017 Band of the Year. This follows events of last year where two carnival bands filed injunctions against the Dominica Festival's committee on the awarding of Band of the Year to Africulture Stilt Walkers. Addressing a press conference on Wednesday, Christian said this was a collective decision taken by the costume bands participating in this year's carnival parade.
Now, the bands also agreed unanimously yesterday, and I was told I should let you know, all bands agreed that the judges' decision this year will be final. It will be the final decision, and that no injunctions or protests will be held after the results are announced, because the participating bands, they see it as their way of giving back to Dominica's culture and to providing a package for the enjoyment of Dominicans who would like to have fun.
Meantime, Christian announced that four primary schools will participate in the newly designed shirts section of the carnival parade this year.
For the primary schools designed shirts sections, which is a new initiative this year, where we have given schools t-shirts in various colors, and the students have to be very creative with those t-shirts. They could use beads, paintings, tie-dyes, whatever it is, and they will be using these t-shirts with masks or headpieces or handheld additions. And this year we have four schools. It's a trial, so we have four schools, and the first will be Massac Primary School, followed by the Roseau Primary School, then the St. Luke's Primary School, and the St. Martin Primary School.
In the region, the Eastern Caribbean Court of Appeal ruled on Tuesday that Rex Resorts be permitted to continue to remain in possession of and to continue to operate the hotel known as the Grenadian by Rex Resorts. The government of Grenada has been trying to enforce a compulsory purchase order in respect of the property in circumstances that have raised a number of questions locally concerning its motives. And Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korea's leader, was killed by a highly toxic nerve agent, says Malaysia. Mr. Kim died last week after two women confronted him briefly in a check-in hall at a Kuala Lumpur airport. Malaysian toxicology reports indicate he was attacked using VX nerve agent, which is classified as a weapon of mass destruction by the United Nations. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Former Soufriere MP predicts early elections in Dominica as fragile CBI-dependent economy slows down. Court of Appeal grants order in favor of Grenada Hotel, and Kim Jong-nam killing, VX nerve agent found on his face. The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.